If you went on a road trip and you didn't stop for a Big Mac or drop a crispy fry between the car seats or use your McDonald's bag as a placemat, then that wasn't a road trip. It was just a really long drive. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's.
Welcome to another episode of Pop Law. I'm your host, Desiree.
And I'm Tyrone.
And we are not your attorneys. On this segment of
Who said that?
We are getting into what is going on with us. It's been a long week.
It has.
It's the start of Black History Month.
I deserve. I mean, we'll talk about this at another point, but man, for Black History Month, I feel like a slave.
Man.
I feel like a slave to the man right now, and really just don't see any
sign of letting up, Lord.
But, you know, I mean, Valentine's Day is like in a day or so, right?
And President's Day. If y'all got President's Day off, yay, 3-day weekend. The weekends go by so fast. So I worked so hard this week and I have to quote unquote work this weekend. Well, I'll be in class. So class is sometimes work.
You're gonna say, can you work with a cocktail or
no?
Can you have like a thermos of some Pinot Grigio?
I cannot. I'll be taking CLEs for those non-lawyers. That is continuing legal education. So as lawyers, we are required to take a certain amount of classes or credits every year to remain in good standing and practice as law in law.
And it varies from state to state. So yeah. every state has a bit of a different requirement. And speaking of, did you see that Texas went to the uniform bar exam?
Oh, that's great. I know my friend Matt because she took uniform and then she just took Texas last year.
That's wild. I mean, for those who don't know, most states traditionally have had their own like exclusive, particular, unique bar exam that was unlike other states. But then there was a movement, I don't know, maybe 20, 30 years ago to where states started adopting this new thing called the uniform bar exam, where pretty much it was like the multiple choice portion of the exam was the same wherever you were taking it, whatever state. And so recently New York switched over about three, four years ago.
Yeah.
I actually didn't take that. Took the bar exam before that.
Yeah, but I took that one.
California, Texas, and New York have some of the hardest bar exams in the country. So this movement towards the uniform bar exam is sort of a big deal because it makes it more of an even playing field.
Well, I hope California adopts it so I don't have to take that bar exam or that section of the bar exam again. I will be a happy camper. But let's get into these cases.
So we all love getting our jokes in on the internet, but some things are more serious than a meme or a gif. So one of those things is the recent detainment of rapper, father of three, and philanthropist 21 Savage by the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, infamously known as ICE. So on Sunday, February 3rd, Shigabin Abraham Joseph, also known as 21 Savage, was arrested by ICE, with ICE saying that 21 is currently illegally present in the U.S.
His arrest sent shockwaves through the hip-hop community because most people assumed that 21 was a U.S. citizen born and raised in Atlanta.
I mean, I did. Truly.
But as it turns out, 21 is a citizen of the U.K. According to his attorney, 21 was born in London in 1992 and legally immigrated with his mother and siblings to the U.S. in 1999 at the age of 7. He then returned back to the U.K. for a month vacation in June 2005 and returned to the U.S. in July 2005 legally at the age of 12 with a non-immigrant U.S. H-4 visa. And stay tuned, for the breakdown where we'll get into a little bit more about immigration law.
This is interesting. It's really unfolding out here. People is trying to crack on him, but he like his whole ass United Kingdom resident. Like,
I mean,
cheerio.
Yes. But so, I'll give him credit for Atlanta because, you know, he spent majority of his life there. So
yeah, he really did spend like the formative years, if you will, there. So, you know, it's been reported, though, that his visa expired in July 2006 through no fault of his own because he
was 12, 13?
Yeah, he was about 12, 13 at the time. So, though 21 lived in the U.S. for some years without threat of imminent deportation, he took it upon himself to make sure he was following the law to protect his status in the U.S. So, in 2017, the rapper applied for a U visa, which has been pending with the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, according to immigration attorney Charles Cook. The visa is available to those who have been the victims of a crime in the United States, have suffered physical or mental injury as a result of a crime, and who are helpful to law enforcement or government officials in the investigation or prosecution of criminal activity, according to ICE's website.
The application was filed after 21 was reportedly shot 6 times during an incident in which his friend died in 2013. Notably, 21's lawyer made clear in a statement that the Department of Homeland Security was aware of 21's home address for 3 years and had not acted to arrest him at that time. Which brings us to present. Why did ICE pick Super Bowl Sunday in Atlanta to take any interest into 21's immigration status?
Mm-mm-mm.
Turns out 21 was a victim of a targeted sting, according to ICE officials. There is no official word on why 21 was included in the sting, but many have speculated that the rapper's recent outspoken lyrics criticizing and calling out the treatment of immigrants had something to do with it. I also think him publicly speaking about owning his masters is another reason why, you know, this has happened. So it remains to be seen how 21's case will turn out now that ICE has unnecessarily escalated the situation. And this escalation, I feel, is, you know, after its reports that when he was arrested, it was because of guns being in the car. And that was not why he was arrested. I mean, clearly, it was an ICE situation.
Yeah. I mean, and then they tried to bring up his old felonies that he had expunged. And it sort of seems like you're grasping for straws right now.
Absolutely.
Like, there's no real reason you should have arrested him if he has a visa pending.
Mm-hmm.
And you have known where he's lived for years.
Years.
But what is clear is that based on 21's age when he arrived in the U.S., he is technically eligible to be considered a dreamer and is someone who would have benefited from DACA. And his situation is highlighting the importance of meaningful immigration reform that does not punish children for merely existing.
But let's get into Bow Wow's domestic abuse case that we highlighted. And this was also during Super Bowl weekend in Atlanta.
So on our last episode, we had breaking news involving rapper Bow Wow coming in live from Atlanta about an arrest for a physical altercation. Well, it's been a week or so now, and we finally have a better picture of what really went down. And as we all know, domestic violence is no laughing matter, so let's give it the seriousness it deserves.
The alleged fight that landed Bow Wow and his girlfriend, Leslie Holden, or Kiyomi, as we know her on Instagram, in jail early Saturday morning started because the rapper allegedly got jealous because she was talking to another man at a party, according to the police report of the incident. Bow Wow, whose real name is Shad Moss, and Leslie Holden were both arrested on misdemeanor battery charges after the incident at an apartment in the 200 block of the 12th Street in Midtown.
So this is where things sort of get a little weird, but this is all being reported allegedly. So it seems after arriving home from Shaq's carnival-themed Super Bowl party.
That seems super fun.
A verbal dispute took place over another man that Bow Wow had seen Leslie speaking with at the party, and it quickly became physical. We'll spare you the details of the injuries, but according to the police report, which both of them contributed to, Leslie and Bawa both physically assaulted each other.
But the officers arrested both after they were unable to determine who started the fight. The police report lists them both as victims and both as suspects.
Strange.
The two were released on signature bonds of $8,000. Hopefully, the two see counseling in the near future or part ways, because domestic violence is never the answer.
Amen.
And if you guys watch Growing Up Hip Hop, we have seen their relationship on there. It's a very volatile relationship.
Yeah.
We know he has anger and drinking issues. She has jealousy and rage issues. His mom had tried to break them up a couple of times.
So weird.
The Brat, JD have all said this is not a healthy relationship.
Hey there. Ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah. Or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again, because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front room. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
They broke up for a while, and it appeared that they were back together and working things out. And they did try counseling, but that shit obviously didn't work.
My diagnosis for Bow Wow is for him to learn how to love himself all by himself, because
both. She seems like she has a lot of trust insecurity issues and some childhood trauma too. So hopefully they get help and keep their hands off of one another.
Finally, for another serious situation, who no one's really joked about him, but he definitely has sort of become the laughing stock of the film industry.
He needs to keep his hands off of people too.
Woody Allen, a name that keeps popping up every couple years.
Right.
He is suing Amazon for a breach of contract.
Woody Allen. First of all, before I get deep into the facts, I don't know why Amazon was entertaining his ass anyway.
Listen, that's part of his suit too, because it's like, y'all knew who I was, and it's like, you sure did know who he was, Amazon. Mm-hmm. What were you thinking? And I think there was several factors that contributed to why Amazon thought it was okay, because everyone thought it was enough people who would pay to see Woody Allen movies thought it was okay.
I don't know what movie Woody Allen made, but he's a filmmaker and alleged sexual
singular abuse. Movie, girl. He's made a lot of movies.
Still don't know him. But he filed in the Southern District of New York the lawsuit against Amazon, as Tyrone said, for breach of contract. And this is a $68 million suit, and he wants other monetary damages. Allen alleges that Amazon has backed out of a four-picture deal due to an alleged false allegation against him, and that Amazon has refused to release his film A Rainy Day in New York, though it has been completed for more than 6 months. It is a rainy day in New York right now.
So in the court filing, Allen says Amazon has tried to excuse its action by referencing a 25-year-old baseless allegation against Mr. Allen, but the allegation was already well known to Amazon and the public before Amazon entered into four separate deals with Mr. Allen. And in any event, it does not provide a basis for Amazon to terminate the contract.
Okay, question. Is Allen the one who married the girl he was abusing? This daughter or something?
So, for a little background, Woody Allen was with Mia Farrow for about 12 years. And they had several kids together, and then they adopted some kids.
Mm-hmm.
And they had kids separately apart from each other that they brought into their relationship. So there was two situations. There was the situation with his daughter, Dylan Farrow. They adopted her. And that is the person that Mia Farrow says that she was told was being abused. Secondly, there was another adopted daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the one that he ended up marrying. And I still believe is currently married to.
Just nasty. Well, that background, thank you, Tyrone, caused Amazon allegedly to back out of this deal that was signed in 2014. And, you know, Me Too, Harvey Weinstein situation probably all plays a part in this. With the creation of the Me Too movement and his son Ronan's article about credible sexual assault allegations made against his father, everyone revisited the decades-old allegations against Allen that he sexually assaulted, as Tyrone said, his own daughter, Dylan Farrow. And Hollywood was putting the heat on anyone who was still willing to work with Allen.
But apparently, Amazon didn't like the heat they were getting, even though the allegations have been publicly known mm-hmm. for many years, and they still signed the deal with Allen because of money. So the situation was further compounded when the man who hired Allen and had guaranteed him a home at Amazon, Roy Price, himself had to resign from Amazon following allegations of sexual harassment.
What did Terry Crews say?
In late 2017.
Terry Crews said, birds of a feather flock together. When Russell Simmons tried to come after him for going after Adam Bennett.
Yeah.
I'm just leave that there. But with Price out of the way, Amazon made a call to terminate the agreement with Allen in June 2018, telling him that filling the contract had become impractical because of supervening events, including renewed allegations against Mr. Allen, his own controversial comments, and the increasing refusal of top talent to work with or be associated with him in any way, all of which have frustrated the purpose of the agreement. There's some contract terms in there for you.
So it looks like this one is going to be messy since Amazon has all of literally everybody's money and they can keep this in court until they bleed the other side dry. But Allen inexplicably still has many undercover supporters in Hollywood who may look out for their buddy since this is where Allen intended to finish his career. So we'll, I guess, keep you updated on whether there's a settlement or not, because I don't know. It seems like he may have a decent case based off of the fact that really all of these allegations were
already
known,
public. Yeah.
And y'all went into it with like open. Y'all didn't learn nothing new. Everyone knew. Everyone knew.
This is The Breakdown. Today's topic, U.S. immigration law. What is a visa? Simply put, a visa is a document that citizens of a foreign nation are issued by the U.S. Department of State, the agency that handles foreign relations prior to entering the country. These are not to be confused with passports, which are issued by a person's home country to be presented when seeking entry into other foreign countries.
There are two types of visas. Non-immigrant visas for those seeking to travel to the U.S. on a temporary basis, and immigrant visas for those seeking to travel to the U.S. to live permanently. Immigrant visas are issued on several bases: immediate relative and family sponsored, employment sponsored employment, diversity immigrant visas, and returning lawful permanent residents.
Non-immigrant visas are a bit more complicated in that there are many more reasons under which they can be issued, ranging from academic purposes to humanitarian purposes, such as for victims of human trafficking. Additionally, asylum and refugee status are also avenues by which people immigrate to the U.S. outside of the visa process.
To further complicate the immigration issue, let's talk about DACA quickly. DACA, or Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, is a federal government program created in 2012 under Barack Obama via presidential memorandum to allow people brought to the U.S. illegally as children the temporary right to live, study, and work in America. Those applying are vetted for any criminal history or threat to national security and must be students or have completed school or military service. If they pass vetting, action to deport them is deferred for 2 years with a chance to renew, and they become eligible for basics like a driver's license, college enrollment, or a work permit.
Now for enforcement. Formed in 2002, the United States Department of Homeland Security, DHS, is a cabinet department of the U.S. federal government with responsibilities in public security. Several organizations fall under DHS, including but not limited to United States Citizenship and Immigration Services, U.S. Customs and Border Protection, and U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, aka ICE, all of which were formed in 2003. ICE's role is to enforce the immigration laws of the United States and to investigate criminal and terrorist activity of foreign nationalists residing in the United States.
U.S. Customs Border Patrol is the largest federal law enforcement agency of the United States Department of Homeland Security and is the country's primary border control organization. It is charged with regulating and facilitating international trade, collecting import duties, and enforcing U.S. regulations, including trade, customs, and immigration. While this is the current state of immigration in the U.S., pay attention in the coming years as both Congress and presidential hopefuls seek to change the status quo of immigration law.
And that was the breakdown. You know, speaking of the breakdown and DHS, I believe all of these people weren't getting paid either because they're under the Department of Homeland Security, like the Coast Guard, and not mention like my man wasn't getting paid. So of DHS wasn't.
Think of either 5 or 6 more other large organizations that are under DHS, and all of DHS was not getting
paid.
And
this is dumb because Trump was fighting for wall money,
which is
and false this is the, these people's job. If you want to secure the border, none of these mofos,
they literally,
sorry, y'all not mofos, none of these hardworking citizens were getting paid.
I think it's sort of hard when you're saying you want tough border security and the people who are patrolling the border are not being paid for several months.
Like, well, let all them run through.
Like, what you think? So, anyway. So,
let's hope, because, you know, the 15th, the government may shut down again. I think it'll be a bad move for Trump to shut down the government again if he wants to get reelected, because I still feel like these nuts go reelect him. But, you know.
Those are the way
he will want
them.
Not to do that again. We'll see.
Well,
when something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper Ludacris.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Outside of immigration law, we have some updates for you. Y'all remember this one. Cardi B's former manager suing her because he's like, "You owe me money, sis." And she's like, "No, you owe me money, sis." But her former manager is now bringing her sister into the lawsuit.
Way back when we discussed Cardi B's former manager, Clenord Chaff Raphael, suing her for money he believes Cardi owes him, something around $10 million. And keep in mind that Cardi is countersuing Shaft at the tune of $15 million for messing up her business matters while he was in the picture.
Well, in a recent court filing, Shaft makes clear that he plans to drag Cardi's sister, Hennessy Carolina, into the mix with a subpoena demanding that she sit for a deposition and hand over key evidence he believes will help his case. Both Cardi's not-so-estranged husband, Offset, and father, Carlos Almanzar, were served with subpoenas from Shaft earlier this year as well, so it looks like a family affair lawsuit.
He said, "Y'all go pay me one way or another. All y'all coming down."
And apparently they're like getting She's like working on getting all these deleted texts restored via like a server. And I don't know, a lot of stuff is going on with this case. So Shaft ain't playing around, but guess who has the deeper pockets?
We have an update on Drake's royalty
Speaking
battle.
Of deep pockets.
Yeah. Aspire Music Group, the company that signed Drake to Cash Money Records and Universal, just got a huge setback in their case against the latter. Remember, we talked about this in episode 40, Level Up. Aspire sued Universal and Cash Money, alleging that Cash Money and Young Money provided deceptive accounting statements reflecting no monies due to Aspire, and eventually ceased providing Aspire with the accounting statements. Aspire also alleged that Universal was responsible since it was backing the label and said it was Cash Money's alter ego.
So it seems Aspire's case against Universal has been smacked down by New York's appellate court of the First Division because they disagreed with Universal being seen as the alter ego of Cash Money. The court wrote that the complaint essentially alleges that Universal took advantage of Cash Money's cash flow problems by helping to satisfy millions of dollars of Cash Money's debts in exchange for control of Cash Money, and then, through such control, paid itself higher distribution fees, thereby reducing the net profits that plaintiff was entitled to receive under the Aspire YME agreement.
They also said that this was a legitimate business practice and that there is no indication that Universal engaged in this conduct for the purpose of harming the plaintiff. But the other defendants are still parties to the case that's proceeding. So we'll keep y'all updated. We'll see who gets money off of Drake or Drake's money, whatever.
Now, let's get into a little pop culture roundup. So I would say I have Grammy predictions, but I honestly probably am not going to watch. Y'all know how I feel ever since the second great Shaft of Beyonce, first with Self-Titled and then with Lemonade. And I was just like, okay, so y'all don't care. So, I mean, congrats to anyone who wins, because let's not be obtuse about it. When you do win a Grammy, it does affect your career, and that means you can book bigger venues, you can get more people to come on tour, you get bumps and sales. So it does matter for the individual artist. But when you reach a certain level, Grammy, it's just like, this is what I do.
Drake said he gives out Grammys on his Instagram. So I don't know. But yeah, I think overall it does help. So we'll see who wins. I was only there for the performances, but none of my favorite performance.
Yeah,
so
I don't really know anyone. And Alicia's hosting, so that'll be interesting.
Cardi B, she had that Harper Bazaar shoot. It was very cute. Like,
wasn't
Rapunzel, like, you know, fairy princess,
man,
rags to riches
whoever
story.
That team was, they really
did
her
a really
together.
Good job. I really liked that photo shoot a lot.
Like, there's the shoot where she was on the horse. Yeah. Oh my gosh. I was like,
was
work,
nice.
Sis.
And Nicki, she released a bunch of new freestyles. She getting back to the old Nicki / old Wayne YME. People are mad about this, but
mad about what though?
Her dropping freestyles to people's songs and beats, in particular WAC 100. He is the game, and Blueface's manager, and some LA dude. But I don't know.
Okay.
He's mad because Nicki dropped Barbiana. And I guess the official remix has Cardi on it. And so he's like, oh, we only support official remixes. But Nicki think it was fire. Like, her other one, Barbie Drip, Gunna liked it. What else does she have? A couple of other ones. But her freestyles are good. So this is old Nicki Minaj coming back.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know why anyone would have a problem with her, but mixtape music. I don't understand that. But okay, girl, do your freestyles.
Yes,
I haven't listened to any of them, but I heard they're good. So good for you, Nicki. As usual, don't forget to visit our website at PopLaw. Well, it's not at, but www.poplawpodcast.com. But our socials are all at Pop Law Podcast.
Yes, visit our website. Make sure that you go to all of the different places to listen to us, including
iHeartRadio.
Yes, we are on iHeartRadio, you guys.
Big things popping.
Yeah.
And again, wherever you listen, please rate and comment. those definitely help us get discovered, and you'd be surprised about where people are listening, how they're listening.
And share, add us, tag some of your favorite brands, somebody you think will be good to partner up with us for advertisements. We ain't gonna do too many. We know y'all want to hear us, not the ads.
Yeah, we try to keep a tight show.
Yeah, subscribe not only to the podcast on wherever you're listening, but also to our monthly newsletter.
Yes. Our newsletters out there.
We have merch coming soon too. With that being said, we are not
your attorneys.
If you went on a road trip and you didn't stop for a Big Mac or drop a crispy fry between the car seats or use your McDonald's bag as a placemat, then that wasn't a road trip. It was just a really long drive.
At participating McDonald's.